Hi, good afternoon. My name is Matt McGee from St. Bridget in beautiful Johns Creek, Georgia. And our co-host today is Mr. Chris Dillon from the Cathedral of Christ the King in Buckhead. And we are blessed to have the lovely Annie Porter here with us today as production manager this hour. We're excited to be with you all today. And if you would, please join us in a prayer to start the noon hour of the 2020 Quest Spring Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this radio station and all that are listening. We ask that you continue to bless the station so that they may continue the wonderful work that they're doing. We also ask that you send peace and love and guidance to all those around the world that are struggling with either fear from the virus or the virus itself, or economic hardship, or if they're dealing with just worries of their family and loved ones that are maybe they're separated from during this time. And as we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And Annie, I pass it back over to you for an update.
Yeah, all right, guys. So I want to give a little shout out to some of those last minute pledges that came in for last hour. So we had Patricia C. in Sandy Springs, Susan S. in Griffin, and Amy P. in Johns Creek, and Anna C. in Decatur. So thank you for giving last hour. I think we ended up just a few thousand shy of our goal of 10,000, but that's okay because we know the Lord will provide, and we're going to hit our goal of 3,000 this hour, guys. So we want to get those calls coming in at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Wonderful. Thanks for the update, Annie. We are rocking it out this hour. And yes, you are listening to the Atlanta Catholic Radio Station, AM 1160, The Quest. We are live on air today in the studio in Roswell, with tasked with the mission of raising awareness for the financial needs to keep The Quest, AM 1160, sending those good spirits down the airwaves to help us all get through the day ahead.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you to all the listeners out there over the airwaves or in the ether today on the Quest app. I'm very excited to be here doing this with you, Matt, for the station and our local community, Catholic and yet to be Catholic alike. As many of you know, we had to cancel our spring pledge drive plan for March because of coronavirus. After coordinating over 45 guests, 10 were priests, 30 were local hosts, all of the promotion and logistics, the hospitality, and volunteers to man the phones for 33 shows, we had, unfortunately, to shut it down. It was a huge disappointment, but it was the right thing to do. But we're back and we need your support. We have a mission, and during these 3 days of the Spring Pledge Drive, you have a great opportunity to be part of that mission, which is to bring a million souls to Christ. That's our goal at The Quest. Unfortunately, The Quest cannot operate on prayers alone. We've tried, but the FCC and Georgia Power just aren't buying it. Although keep those prayers coming for sure, because we could use those as we always can. But The Quest needs donations from you, the Atlanta Catholic community, to continue its mission of changing hearts and souls. So, how can you help? Well, first of all, let me give you the number, 470-508-1160. That's our landline, and you can also donate online at thequestatlanta.com. As Annie mentioned, our goal this hour is $3,000. We'll accept any donation, of course, one time or reoccurring. But let me tell you about certain of the pledge levels available for reoccurring gift levels. To be what we call at the station a station guardian requires a pledge of $100 per month. Not only do station guardians get a guaranteed pass to heaven, let that sink in, I'm kidding, but it may be true, I don't know, it could be. But they also receive a special rosary, which I know for a fact is true, that cannot be found anywhere but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they have been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favored saints. Our next level is what we call the Share the Vision, which is a donation of $25 per month. Then we have the Dollar a Day Club, which, not surprisingly, is a donation of $30 per month. Everyone who donates over $200 or signs up for these recurring $25 or $30 per month gifts also receive Holy Family or Holy Water Spirit Font. And you can never have enough holy water these days. Again, our call-in number is 470-508-1160, or you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com.
Thanks for that, Chris. Friends, this is your Catholic radio station, and it needs your support today, especially during times like this, you know, when our lives have been turned upside down, when our faith is being tested. It's critical that we have outlets like The Quest AM 1160, spreading the word of God, encouraging the Catholic community, providing spiritual support. The Quest has the ability to reach millions of people in the metro and surrounding area. The regular scheduled program is rich with content. For example, Father Jim Blunt's program often takes a deep dive into the different aspects of our faith. Chris, now I can tell you, there's a lot of days when I'm driving down the road from one meeting to the next, or probably likely even running late, and you're that feeling of stress and anxiety comes over you, you're rushing through traffic, and the Quest will pop in my mind. And so I'll click on the app, start streaming the station through my radio, and behold, I hear just what I need to hear at that time.
I've been there.
I know you have, brother. Or sometimes it's just as simple as learning something new about this amazing Catholic faith that we share. Chris and I have personally seen the ability for the Quest to support local initiatives firsthand. We are personally involved with a ministry here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta that you might have heard of called Fishers of Men. Fishers of Men hosts an annual one-day event, really a morning, for Catholic men. It's a Catholic men's gathering. Chris, can you please tell our listeners a little bit more about Fishers of Men and Men's Morning of Spirituality?
Absolutely. I mean, the impetus behind the Men's Morning is to bring, you know, parishioners from all parishes within the metro Atlanta to a single event. So because it's not geared toward any one parish, is one of the challenges we've had is how to get the word out about the event to parishes that we don't attend. And in the Atlanta area, there's a lot of those. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to reach those in our community. If you're not in that parish's Sunday bulletin, you simply don't seem to exist sometimes. But this year, the Quest AM 1160 was there for us, helped us do it, reach out to folks in a way that us and the planning committee certainly couldn't. We simply can't reach our desired audience without something like The Quest. Sure, there's social media, but there's something about hearing a voice versus, you know, reading a text that can be far more powerful. And I find that, you know, with social media these days, it could be a bit of information overload. So, you know, stations like The Quest, having live people talk about what you want to talk about and getting it to people across the parishes is just a great resource. Yes, the Quest is about informing. Yes, it's about educating us in our faith. But most importantly, to me, it's about connecting, and that's what the Quest helps us do.
Yeah, that's true, Chris. You know, it seems like everything's been canceled these days. Well, everything except for our bills, they keep rolling in day by day. But our faith remains strong. Our community of faith remains strong, and the Quest radio station remains strong. Yeah, folks, the Quest is not canceled. We're still here doing what we do, and we very much need to hear from you. And the Quest is always here for you as well. It's your friend in the storm, your friend during the tough times. Let me give you the number again, folks, to call and make a donation this hour. We really want to hit our goal for the pledge. The phone number is 470-508-1160, just like the radio station. Or you can also go on to thequestatlanta.com and make a donation right there online on the World Wide Web. You can click the donation button and you can donate whatever amount is appropriate for you and your family. Andy, can you please give us an update on where we're standing with the pledge so far this hour?
All right, guys, we're still waiting to get that first call. So you got to call
guys.
Right now, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. But we are going to go to a clip here. If y'all are ready, let's go to a clip. We're going to listen to a clip from Chris Cresta in the afternoon, and that can be heard here on The Quest Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. So let's take a listen.
Today our focus, though, is on Our Lady of Fatima, which, of course, is not unrelated to God's concern for the human race. And the apparitions at Fatima are, in my opinion, some of the most interesting of the private, so-called private revelations that we've had over the history of the Catholic Church. I find them very interesting because of the content, first of all, the content of the call to penance, prayer, the salvation of souls. But beyond that, it's when it occurred, right? In 1917, what was happening in the world when the Blessed Mother appeared to the three shepherd children? What were the consequences of it? What happened over the course of the 20th century? What about, we have an actual magisterial document that was released regarding the so-called third secret of Fatima and its relationship to Pope St. John the 23rd, excuse me, Pope St. John Paul the 2nd. So there's so many interesting twists and turns to this, the apparitions associated with Fatima, that I wanted to take special time today to explore those with my guest and friend, Dr. Robert Festigi. He's professor of systematic theology at Sacred Heart Major Seminary. He's done private research in Paris and Montreal, took part in a study tour of Saudi Arabia, sponsored by the National Council for U.S.-Arab Relations, and he has served as the executive editor of the 2009 to 2013 supplements to the New Catholic Encyclopedia. He's the author of several books, including The Mystical Theology of the Catholic Reformation, as well as Virgin Mother Queen, Encountering Mary in Time and Tradition. Robert, it's good to have you back here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Al. It's my pleasure. And happy feast of Our Lady of Fatima,
yeah,
which is deeply connected, of course, with St. John Paul II, who will... he's up in heaven now. We have certitude of that because he's a canonized saint.
Amen.
But it will be on the 18th, his 100th birthday. He was born May 18th, 1920. So we will be celebrating the centenary of the birth of this great saint, who was also very devoted to the Blessed Mother, and especially Our Lady of Fatima.
Hey, this is, you know, when I was growing up, probably when you were growing up too, as a Catholic boy, people, we used to just wonder all the time about the so-called third secret of Fatima. And we had all kinds of these apocryphal tales that we told to one another and retold to one another about the Pope. I don't remember who it was. I was probably 8 or 9, 10 years old when we were talking about these things. And we didn't talk about religious things very often, but this is the kind of stuff that went on where I was growing up. But you'd say, yeah, did you hear that the Pope read the third secret and he had a heart attack? So that means it must mean the end of the world, right? And this is the kind of conversations we would have as kids. We knew nothing, and nobody told us anything. But in our own lifetime, we actually have... the church has addressed this question of the so-called third secret, which is really just part three of the apparitions and visions. John Paul II was a major figure in bringing that to our attention. So why don't you, I want to go back to the origins, but let's start at the end this time. What is it?
All right.
That John Paul II wanted us to know, and to what efforts did he make to ensure that he had properly understood the third, so-called third secret? He checked this out with Lucia. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about that, because I think it's fascinating.
Well, yes, as you know, Al, there were these three angelic apparitions of 1916, preparing the three shepherd children, two of whom are now canonized saints, Saint Francisco and Saint Jacinta, and Sister Lucia. I know we in Italian people like to say Lucia, and we say Lucy in English, but it would be more like Lucia in Portuguese. She's up for beatification, and it's progressing along the way. But in 1917, there were these six Marian apparitions between the first one beginning May 13th, which is, of course, today. That's mm-hmm. why we have the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And they continued once a month until October 13th, 1917. And then there were some subsequent apparitions to Sister Lucia when she was a sister in Spain. And those are subsequent secrets. But in terms of the major apparitions, they were there in 1917 with the first beginning on May 13th. But it was on July 13th, that apparition, that Lucia asked for a miracle so people may believe the lady, mm-hmm. who didn't tell her. They just called her the lady. Then eventually she reveals her name as Our Lady of the Rosary. And the lady says in October she will reveal who she is and perform a miracle.
That was a clip from Cresta in the Afternoon, heard here on The Quest from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on weekdays. You know, Matt, as I listened to that clip about the miracles at Fatima, I look back to how I ended up sitting in this chair on Catholic Radio, and I can't help but think of the many small miracles along the way that had to happen. I'm sure my parents in particular can attest to that. It's easy to lose sight of your faith. Particularly when you're trying to figure out your career, you know, getting married, having kids, you know, not to mention the number of distractions modern life offers us generally. But sitting here, I can chart a pretty straight line of how I got here today, and every critical point in that line involve other persons of faith engaging me in a conversation. I mean, I can point to my parents, I can point to the person who invited me to CHIRP, where I met you, Matt. The person who recommended me for the Catholic Charities Leadership class, which to this day I still remain involved with, the mentors within the Catholic Charities Leadership class. I'm looking at you, Jeff Armbruster, if you're listening. The people I've worked with at Fishers of Men, and it goes on. And it's this type of engagement that helps build our faith and helps us to do the good works we're called to do. And that is what the quest here is for. For me, I mean, to help us engage with one another, among other things.
Yeah, so true, Chris. You know, it's interesting to me how the more I make myself available, the more God will continue to rope me in. And that's just an amazing part about our faith and the way it works. As a reminder, folks, the call-in number is 470-508-1160, just like the station, or you can donate online. Looking for an update here, Annie.
Okay. So we've had Jason T. of Norcross call in and give a donation to us. So we really appreciate that. We're looking to hit $3,000 this hour, guys. So we got to get those phones ringing, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. And, you know, maybe you have a business that you run and you want to become a business underwriter. You can do that too. And we would love for you to partner with The Quest and call us at 470-508-1160 to hear about a special promotion we've got going on during our pledge drive. So give us a call if you've got a business you might want to be promoting.
Thank you, Annie. Appreciate the update. Yeah, let's get the phones ringing, guys and gals. We need your support out here. Your radio station needs you as well. Chris, can you elaborate a little bit and talk to us a little bit about Catholic Radio and what you see as kind of the personal benefits or what you receive from it personally?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Matt. I mean, you know, I would say I've been listening to Catholic Radio since 2013, 2014, shortly after CHIRP. You know, what I found was, you know, on and I've always been a radio listener, whether it's terrestrial or satellite or whatnot. So listened to lots of radio. And what I found, you know, a lot of it, you know, didn't necessarily, while it was somewhat entertaining and distracting, I didn't leave improved in any way. I mean, whether it was just normal talk radio or the news these days, there just doesn't seem to be much in the way of, you know, personal growth and fulfillment. And as I started listening to Catholic Radio, which, you know, admittedly, You know, when I was a little younger, I would have, you know, wouldn't have been something that I was immediately drawn to. But, you know, I don't know if that's fair, because now that I've listened to it, you know, I find myself tuning into it a lot more. As you mentioned, Matt, you know, when I'm in between in the car, in between drives, you know, I might be listening to music. But, you know, when I flip over to Catholic radio, like the Quest, you know, I always gain something out of it. And for me, you know, the one thing that I enjoy in particular about this programming is the education on faith. I love hearing, you know, learned scholars, and whether they be priests or laypersons, talk about our faith. You know, it's one thing to go to Mass, it's one thing to read the Bible, but it's, you know, it's hard to parse a lot of that. And to you know, when I hear priests and laypersons talk about very particular aspects of our faith, it always kind of leads me down to an understanding that I didn't really appreciate before. And I also love history, and there's a lot of history that I'm not aware of. And so,
yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Chris. You know, when it comes to Catholic radio for me, and I think you touched on some great points there, you know, our Catholic faith is so rich in history that, you know, it's impossible to know it all. And it's always great to tune in and learn something new. And it kind of brightens up your day, because, oh, that was interesting. I had no idea. And that's something that you can take home to the family, and something you can, you know, share at the dinner table. I learned something new today about our beautiful faith. I'm wondering, Chris, what your thoughts are about heading back to Mass here shortly, now that we're kind of, you know, starting to come out of what we've been in the last couple months. And I know a lot of folks out there are maybe a little uneasy, a little uncertain about venturing back out to Mass and other public venues, and that's been on the conversation docket at my household, and we've been talking about it. Of course, we've been doing the online Mass, and what are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get back, to be honest with you. It's the one thing with Catholic radio, or with, you know, the online versions, that doesn't necessarily resonate with me. I'm not saying it resonates with doesn't resonate with others, is, you know, online Mass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to get back there in person, I'm excited for it. I'll be there, and, you know, so.
Yeah, appreciate that. Well, it's about time for a quick break, but before we go to break, I want to let you know that to stay tuned at the bottom half of the hour, we have a special guest. This guy's a Georgia guy through and through. He's a heavy hitter with a very impressive batting average. And no, I'm not talking about our beloved Hank Aaron, but this guy is certainly a Hall of Famer in my book for sure. He not only talks the talk, but more importantly, he walks the walk. So stay tuned. We'll catch up with you in just a few minutes, and we'll let you know who we have.
Yeah, and I want to give a little update before we go to break. We're very thankful for Amy D. of Marietta for becoming a monthly donor. So thank you, Amy. And, you know, for all those considering monthly donors, you know, if you want to be a monthly donor, if you are a monthly donor of 25 or more, or the Dollar a Day Club, you can get a Holy Water font of the Holy Family. I'm all tongue-tied, guys. Holy Family or Holy Spirit Holy Water font. And they're very beautiful, and you definitely want one in your house. And I know I have two Holy Water fonts in my house, and I love being able to bless myself in the morning and when I get home from work, or before I go out in the evening.
Yeah, and Annie, real quick, we just got a message in here. It looks like Todd S. From Buckhead made a donation as well. So thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. But hey, we'll tell you a little more about the gifts after the break, and we'll be back with that mystery guest. So stay tuned. Number to call, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
This is Heidi Tazza from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest presents
Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Tell us about Saint Genevieve.
Born in Paris, France, Genevieve became a nun at the tender young age of 15 years old. When her hometown of Paris suddenly found itself under siege by Childeric, king of the Franks, She risked her own life and safety to go into the heart of the city to find food and supplies for those suffering from the ravages of the occupation. Years later, she would go on to face another dangerous conqueror, Attila the Hun.
As Parisians prepared to leave their homes, rather than face the wicked wrath of the barbarians, Genovese convinced them to stay in their homes and to pray instead. Today, it is still unknown why Attila the Hun did not attack Paris, sparing the city and its residents instead. Genevieve died in 500 AD. Her feast day is January 3rd, and she is the patron saint of disasters, as well as her beloved hometown of Paris, France.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A lot of people listen to Catholic radio and get great information to help build their faith and support their faith. But there are also people out there who haven't yet built a relationship with God, and Catholic radio reaches them wherever they are. It evangelizes in a way like no other medium, and that's just one of the many reasons why Catholic radio is so important.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
Ladies, are you having trouble conceiving? Are you looking to regulate your cycles and balance your hormones? RHM Gynecology focuses on the root cause of your symptoms. Start feeling better and stay healthy longer. More information at rhmgyn.com.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Luis Cordoba.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Luis Cordoba from you, our listeners, as we say, God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Luis, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are on air at AM 1160 The Quest live programming. I'm Matt McGee out of Johns Creek, Georgia. I'm here with the one and only Mr. Chris Dillon from Christ the King Cathedral in Buckhead. We're live in the studio today hosting this spring pledge drive along with the wonderful and lovely Annie Porter. How are you doing today, Annie?
Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
As a reminder of the Spring Pledge Drive, we want to let you know that, you know, the station, you know, relies on these funds to keep the station going, to keep all the good things that they do out there happening. You know, we need your support. So we ask that you call in here to the number 470-508-1160. You can donate there. You can donate online. Please, let's make those phones ring, guys and gals. We need your support. Annie, are we ready for our special guest?
I think we are.
Wonderful. And now, as promised, we do have a special guest on the line with you today. We have Mr. Gene Rice, who is a parishioner out of Cathedral of Christ the King and a regular home run hitter for the Lord. Gene and his family always keep their hands busy with serving others. I consider him a brother and a wonderful example of what it means to be a Catholic man. Gene, welcome to the deep end of the pool, brother. We hope you brought your swimming shorts today, and we're glad that you joined us. Not to put you on the spot, but we mentioned to our listeners earlier that you are a person who walks the walk when it comes to the Catholic faith. And we were talking about the quest and how important the mission is to help people to do what you do and walk the walk. Gene, we'd love for you to share with the listeners some of the things that you and your family have been involved in over the past few years. What led you to that point of getting involved, and how a station like the Quest can be useful in your personal mission?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I wasn't much of a baseball player growing up. My football stats would probably be somewhat more representative. But thanks for having me on. I think for me, you know, the busy hands. If I'm not busy doing something, I'll get off the rails in another direction that's generally self-focused. And so it's as much defensive as it is anything else. It's just something I've learned and know about myself over the years, and you know, definitely something that my wife Isabel, you know, it's something we can do together, and that's where service plays a big part for us. And then, you know, wanting our boys to put others before self and really cement that with them. So, you know, that's where service has played a big role for us. You know, two examples. One is one that my grandparents started years ago called Christmas Connections. That's through Catholic Charities, where you can adopt a family for Christmas that's in need for the Christmas season. And so that's something I've been a part of for, you know, going on 35 years now. We brought it to Cathedral of Christ the King about 12 years ago when we got married and became parishioners there. And so, you know, that has just been a huge blessing. And it's, you know, it doesn't feel like Christmas without that going on in our lives. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, and just seeing the community come together. And I think, you know, for us, Quest in that role is a great partner on spreading the word about these different service projects, these different opportunities, you know, to donate or just to be hands, to be volunteers. The Thursday night is delivery night, and you know, we've got five big 30-foot, you know, Penske moving trucks sitting out there, and load them up with nearly 500 families worth of gifts and toys. And so, you know, having a resource and an outlet like the Quest to really help us, you know, kind of not only, you know, get donors or volunteers, but also just to kind of be that that spirit of the Christmas season to let people know that, you know, all the good that's still going on out there amidst the hustle and bustle of a crazy holiday.
I've seen you out there loading those trucks up before, Gene. And I got to tell you, it looks like you robbed a Toys R Us with those five trucks out there and all those bicycles. It's an awesome sight to see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you mentioned this. How many families does Adopt a Family serve just out of Christ the King?
Just out of Christ the King, it was about 480 last year. St. Bridget up north is coming on strong. They're in the 400s. There's about St. Jude's and a couple other churches. We've got five churches total involved, and we're, you know, pushing north of 1,500 families that are, you know, being impacted by this. So it's a great effort.
That's amazing stuff, Gene. You mind telling us a little bit about Compassion City Kitchen? I know your amazing wife Isabel and you and the boys have been involved with that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, born out of this crazy world that we all woke up in back in March with COVID-19, and obviously there's a big need on a lot of different fronts, and one that we saw was from the Adopt a Family program. We had a, you know, big donor list of people that, you know, were just looking to help. I'm in commercial real estate and deal with a lot of restaurants. Restaurants generally are the ones that rise to occasion. You know, when you see natural disasters, they're out there just feeding people, that type of thing. But this obviously impacted them as much as anybody else. So what we were able to do, and then, you know, then you have the shelters and folks that are homeless that just are in need of a meal. And a lot of those organizations were losing their ability to seek volunteers because of shelter in place and all these different regulations and things that were just, it was a complex situation. So what we were able to do in a short period of time was garner support from our donors. We kind of put in place a pop-up nonprofit, if you will, called Compassion Kitchen Project, and raise funds and use those funds to contract with about 10 different restaurant partners. And instead of asking the restaurants to donate their food, which obviously they were in no position to do, we said, you know, please bring people back into your kitchens. Let's put people back to work. Charge us for the food and labor, and you know, let's get some good calorie driven meals here. Pay them for their food and services, and then take those meals and donate those to the shelters, to the homeless facilities, to a number of different organizations. And we've been working with Catholic Charities, a group called Chris 180, City of Refuge, Nicholas House, a bunch of just Catholic and Christian driven ministries that are out there feeding the needs of the people. And we've been just blessed to be a part of that. We've been up and running for about 4 weeks. We've served 4,500 meals to date, and we'll put out another 4,000 meals this week. And you know, the idea is to keep that the meal count growing every week. Projections look like we'll be north of 4,000 next week, and then try and run this thing all the way through the end of June. You know, see where it leads us.
Yeah, I mean, two things that you mentioned, Gene, that really stuck to me, and as I think about what the Quest can do for those types of projects. I mean, the first, you know, you mentioned that these kind of projects are somewhat defensive. I guess in the idea that the you know, idle hands are the devil's playground. Right. And so you don't keep those hands idle. One of the things that I think, you know, Catholic radio in particular, you know, idle ears or ears that are listening to the wrong thing can also be the devil's playground. And so when you're spending time listening to positive things that are educating you, that are letting you know what's going on, you know, educating you about the faith, but also letting people know about what's going on in other parishes that you might want to get involved in, like the Compassionate Kitchen Project or Adopt a Family, because those are making real on the ground, real time differences. Having kind of been one of Santa's sleigh helpers and delivering those toys, I can tell you can see it right then and there, kind of what your efforts are doing. And with the Compassion Kitchen Project, I mean, that relies in large part on food donations from people within the community. So getting the word out through Catholic radio about those good works, because at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're here for.
All right, guys, I've got a little update for you. So we've had donations come in from Jason T. in Norcross, Amy D. in Marietta, and we thank her for becoming a monthly donor, Eric D. in Atlanta, Todd S. in Atlanta, Jim M. in Marietta. We thank him for becoming a monthly donor, Jeff B. in Peachtree Corners, and Raul P. in Atlanta. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say, guys, but we are just $1,990 away from our goal this hour of $3,000. So we need you to call that phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. You know, a station guardian would get us almost there. You know, a pledge of $100 a month would almost get us there. So, and maybe just one or two more monthly donors would get us to that goal. So let's go, 470-508-1160.
Yeah, Station Guardian has a nice ring to it. I think you it can does. Put it on your resume.
Protector of
your LinkedIn profile. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah. And just to clean that up a little bit, Annie, that's Raul.
Raul, thanks,
yeah,
guys.
And he is an amazing guy. Does a lot of good things for the parish there in Buckhead. Gene, so a couple more questions for you. What would you say to someone who is, you know, getting involved with different ministries at their parish with their family, maybe, but they're looking to, you know, maybe thinking about supporting the Quest, or they just heard about Catholic radio and they're on the fence right now? What would you say to them about the impact that Catholic radio can have on these ministries that you and your family have been involved in?
Yeah, no, I think Dylan brought up a good point, and that is I often use the bowling analogy, and especially
you're a bad bowler.
Like this. Well, I am, which is why I use the bumpers. You know, the kiddie bumpers you can kick up on the sides.
I didn't even know they let adults use those anymore.
Well, you may have to sweet talk the person in control and just help them understand your lack of ability. But that for me is where is ground zero. It's just that Catholic radio and that daily regiment of like you guys were talking about earlier. It's first thing you flip in when you get in the car, or coming out of a meeting, going into a meeting just to get a different mindset. That daily cadence for me, it helps the prayer life, and helps that cadence because it's more on your mind, right? That for me is the ultimate. It's that bumper as you're kind of sliding off, and you can feel it coming, and you kind of flip it on, your mind redirects and goes back where it ought, that's similar to what he said. The idle hands is my defensive tactic in that way, and similarly, I think it's just it's what we need to hear. So that's where I find a lot of.
That's perfect, Gene. We thank you. Thanks so much for your time today, and we know you're busy. Thanks for coming on air, and we do want to let you know that St. Bridget is coming for that top spot this year with Christmas Connection. So you just watch out, buddy.
But okay.
We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, buddy.
So if you're tuned in, you're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, The Quest, AM 1160. This is a spring pledge drive. And the reason why it's so important, especially this year, is because there's been a lot of changes due to, obviously, COVID-19. And we need your support to allow the station to continue to do God's work. Annie, I know you just recently gave us an update, but we've had some more callers. Can you give us another update on how we're looking?
I'm going to give you, I'm going to read off all the names again. So we've got Jason T. in Norcross, Amy D. in Marietta, and she donated as a monthly donor, which we really, really appreciate. Eric D. in Atlanta, Todd S. in Atlanta, Jim M. in Marietta, another monthly donor, Jeff B. in Peachtree Corners, and Raul P. in Atlanta. I got it this time, guys. So we're very thankful, and they're actually entering some more now, so we'll have another update for you in just a bit.
Wonderful. Thank you, Annie. And thank you to everyone who's donated and everyone who's listening as well. There's still time to donate, and the radio station certainly needs your support. We invite you to be a part of what the radio station is doing here, as we've all mentioned today, and as Gene just mentioned as well. It can be a great outlet for you during the day, and you can be a part of the mission of saving souls. Dylan, can you give us an update on what you got going on?
It sounds a bit overstated, but it's true. I mean, the quest can save souls. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're sitting here, you and I, because all those people whose faith helped us ignite our own. It's just we weren't born for radio, as probably most people can tell.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we ended up here is only probably through God's through God's hand acting through all these people. And you never know when that'll happen. And it only takes, one person to kind of set you on a path. That path, may not end up on Catholic radio one day, but it may end up, somewhere else doing things, for the better. And that's what the quest is about. It's about engagement. It's about helping us engage with each other and engage in our faith through education in our faith. We need to profess that we are Catholic. Now more than ever, we need to be the truth and proclaim the truth. We can do that through the quest, but the station can only keep going if we support it financially. If you can give $20, praise God, thank you so much. But for those of you who have the ability to give more, please do. You're listening right now for a reason. One thing I wanted to mention here is that some of you, like me, are results-oriented people. Who need to see hard data. Well, here you go. Of the people who listen to Catholic radio, over 80% become active in their churches, which is step one.
That's impressive.
64% say they are better able to share their faith with their kids, which makes sense because we get educated in ways, we no longer go to Sunday school.
That's true.
Often our kids know more than we do. 52% go to Mass more. 32% come back to the church, and 7 out of 10 say they're more likely to tithe to the church. So, you know, if you want to hear data about what Catholic radio translates into rather than just anecdotal data, there you go.
Wow, that is very impactful. I wasn't aware of some of those stats. Thanks for sharing that, Chris. As Chris mentioned earlier, and Annie as well, our goal this hour is $3,000. So please help us reach this pledge goal. And I just want to go over real quick with you the different levels that you can contribute to the station. To what we call a station guardian requires a pledge of $100 per month. Station guardians receive a special rosary blessed by Jesus himself. Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Put a solid maybe on that.
An asterisk.
But you will receive a special gift from the station, and that's what's important. Our next level is what we call a dollar a day club, which you know, obviously is $30 a month. And I think we can all think of something we can probably give up, a latte or two at Starbucks, and that'll probably get you to that $30 a month. I mean, right there.
A latte or two?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly. Yeah. Everyone who donates over $250 an individual pledge or becomes a member of the Dollar Day Club will receive a gift of a holy water font. Not fit for drinking, folks. But really, who couldn't use a little additional holy water these days at the household, especially being locked in the house for a couple months with your spouse?
I mean, I feel like with a holy water font, you should go for multiple. I mean, if you have multiple kids, you know, put one, you know, beside their room each day before you go in so that you have the calmness that the Lord can provide. That's what I recommend. So maybe a couple donors of $30 a month would be nice.
There you go. I like the way you think. As a reminder, our call-in number is 470-508-1160, or you can donate online.
We've got a couple new pledges coming in. So we have Jalita M. in Johns Creek and Frank D. in Marietta, and we thank him for becoming a monthly donor. So thank you. We're just $1,820 away from our goal. Look, he's very anxious. Do you hear that? He wants to ring it again. So he's breaking the rules, guys, but it's okay. So we just need $1,820 to get to our goal, and you still have time to do that. So there's still 9 minutes left in this hour. We're only on the air with you for four, but there's 9 minutes. So get calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Well, what we didn't tell Gene Rice when he came on is that the price of admission was whatever shortfall we had. So, you know, go ahead and if you need the number again, Gene, just text us and we'll make sure. Or we can just put it in for you. Just let us know. You are, again, folks, you're hearing your Catholic faith reaffirmed every day on this station. Be a mission partner. I mean, our vision is to bring 1 million souls to Christ. Our mission is to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the Catholic Church. Through your support of the quest, you're helping repair family situations. You're helping to mend relationships, even marriages. You're bringing Catholics back to the Church. You're inspiring non-Catholics to explore the faith. You are bringing souls close to Christ. So how does that happen? I mean, we talked about this at the top half of the hour. That's radio speak. Now we're in the bottom half of the hour, I think is what they call it here. But let's talk about the programming. I mean, there's something for everybody. You get the Mass, which for some, that's a good way to start the day. Call to Communion, Dr. Ray, More to Life, Take Two, Mother Angelica, Catholic Answers, and many more. Who do you know that would love this program? Tell them. You just might be that person that brings someone to the Catholic faith. They might hear that thing that kind of puts them on the right path. And, you know, as we've mentioned earlier, you know, that's the goal. I mean, we're saving souls, and we'll do it one at a time. But to do that, we need your help, both in your prayers, but also financially, to keep this station going. I mean, we do 6 month drives, and as you know, we had to cancel our March drive. So, you know, now more than ever, you know, the need is real. And also, we didn't probably talk enough about, I mean, there's the radio, which, you know, for a lot of people, that's only available in their car these days. But there's also the app, the Quest app, which is a great resource. So you don't have to be in the Atlanta area, you could be wherever and listen to the programming that it has to offer.
We had someone from Dublin, Ireland yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm like, we've had people from all over. New York, Virginia Beach. We've had all over, even out in California as well. So it's been very interesting to see all these people calling in who've been listening on the app.
That guy must have been drunk. Oh, my goodness. All right. Andy, can you please try to track down a dollar total for us so we can see what kind of...
Give me a second here.
And we need to know what kind of check Mr. Gene Rice needs to write. So, well, you know, when you're making an investment into the radio station, you're making an investment into our Catholic faith. You're making an investment into our community. And as Chris touched on, you know, earlier, you're making an investment into yourself as well, because it gives you the ability to touch the lives of those around you. You know, by keeping the radio station on air, you're also impacting people you don't even know. Because there are other folks that are driving around in their cars stressed out, or maybe they're at home, they're worried about something, and they're dealing with this stuff. And Chris, you know what I'm talking about. And
I do.
Folks, you know, they might tune in and hear just what they need to hear to get them through the day. So anyways, we need you to be generous, folks. Light up the phones and see if you can move the needle for us. We're looking to raise a minimum of $3,000 this hour. And, you know, thank you.
And if we do that, we get matched.
That's a good point. I forgot we haven't talked about the match donation yet. That's right. Good point.
Yeah. So help us get there. You know, otherwise it's, you know, it's on us. We're going to be hung out to dry here at the station, and the Matt and Chris show will never be allowed to be played again.
You guys don't want to hear that happen, do you? So yeah, so the match funds, basically the way it works, if you hit your goal during that hour, then there is a outside donor that matches the funds. So if we hit the 3,000, it really means $6,000 for the station, and the station could certainly need those funds.
All right, y'all. So we are $1,450 away from that $3,000 goal. So you've got 5 minutes to make it happen so we can get that extra match. So give us a call at 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. Or, you know, if you're on the app, you can donate through there too. So.
All right. Well, I think, is it time to...
It is time to close with a prayer,
yeah,
guys.
We got to close with a prayer. All right. Well, if everyone will stop what you're doing and let's see us out with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak to the Catholic and non-Catholic community of Atlanta and beyond on the quest this morning. We humbly ask that the Holy Spirit enter the hearts of our listeners and encourage them to yearn for the many good things that the quest has to offer on your behalf. We ask that if it is your will that the spring pledge drive is successful to sustain us for the coming months and beyond. And finally, in this time of global pandemic, in the anxiety, fear, and sorrow that brings, as in all things, your people also realize the great power and comfort that exists in faith and community, especially in times like these. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a beautiful prayer there, Chris.
Yeah, and thank you, Matt and Chris, for joining us this hour and hosting. It's been great. And everyone out there, we will be back live at 4 o'clock, and we'll have an update on whether we hit that goal for this hour. So be sure to tune in. That number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com.